was a Thursday afternoon. It was about 4:30-ish when they came in. It was late in the day. I had two girls working for me at the time, and they were both busy, occupied with, you know, customers and whatever. And so it fell to me to wait on the next customer, whoever answered the phone. So one of the girls indicated there are two gentlemen sitting at the wedding desk. So I went over to sit down and talk to them and see what they needed. And so I sat down, we exchanged names, David, Charlie, I'm Jack, what can I do for you? And they said, one of them said, we're here to look for wedding cakes. And the other one said, it's for our wedding. And I right away knew that that was a cake that I wouldn't be able to create. So trying to politely explain to them that that was the case. And so, you know, apologize. Sorry, guys, that's a cake that I can't create for you. I don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. And they both looked up, you know, like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So, well, I will make you birthday cakes, cookies, brownies. I'll, you know, sell you anything else in the shop. I just don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. At which point, both of them stood up, swore at me, flipped me off, stormed out of my shop, and started a social media campaign. Within just, you know, 20 minutes or so, I started getting harassing phone calls. And so that continued, and then I eventually got the paperwork from the state that I was being sued. And so we went to Colorado Civil Rights Commission, where we lost, and we appealed to the Colorado Court of Appeals, where we lost again, fighting a ruling that said that I had to change my policies and start creating same-sex wedding cakes, regardless of my Christian faith, regardless of my beliefs. I was required also to retrain my staff, essentially tell them that everything that I believed and had built my business on was wrong and we had to do it differently. And my staff included my 89-year-old mom, my daughter, my wife. And so I'm being forced by the state to convey a message to my mom that everything she taught me, everything that I believe is wrong and we need to do it differently. So we went from there to the U.S. Supreme Court, and fortunately this week they ruled that the state can't do that. The Civil Rights Commission decision was totally overturned. It was a really good decision.